Falling into your Friday morning right here on Radio Life and Style. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, it's Friday, baby. You got that Friday feeling. And it's Women's Month, which means that, hey, we are celebrating some really innovative, dynamic women of the Dolphin Coast and introducing them to you right here on Radio Life and Style. And right now, I'm really excited to start off a Friday morning show with my first interview and a lady who has been making a name for herself in the really specialized world of BEE verification and consultancy strategy. What is that all about? Well, listen, I'm not the expert, but she is, and I've got her in the studio with me right now. Zandri Serena is the lady in the spotlight, and she is, you would have seen her, in fact, in a recent edition of the Life and Style magazine featured. You'll see her again in the upcoming Women's Month feature. But Zandri, welcome. Welcome to the studio on a fresh Friday morning. How is your Friday going so far? How's your Women's Month going so far?
How's it, Charles? It's lucky to be back.
It's great to have you.
Very excited to be here on a Friday. Yeah. Nice way to kick in the weekend.
Absolutely. And you know what? While we're in the middle of the month, the middle of Women's Month, let's put a little spotlight on you and on your story, because by all accounts, you're making waves in your field and you are a woman in business of note. So tell us a little bit about who Zandri Serena is and what business you're in.
Okay, so I'm Zandri Serena, but I prefer Z. It makes it a little bit easier.
A little bit more informal.
Yeah. I have a company called RegionX. We specialize in black economic empowerment, which is a very daunting industry. I think we've had this discussion in the previous interview.
Yeah.
And my job is to explain the technicalities and the daunting processes that are involved with black economic empowerment and offer advice and guidance and shed some light on the topic and take the complexity away, the technicalities and the intimidation of the industry away from the daily tasks that the client is busy with. Yeah. And give them an opportunity to just trust someone who knows better and always have their best interest at heart and add value to whatever strategy they have for their future.
That's awesome. And clearly it's been a recipe for success and a formula that has served you well. As I understand it, your business, your baby, RegionX, is in fact the oldest and largest SANAS accredited BEE. No?
No, we're not SANAS accredited. We're a BEE consulting firm.
I gotcha.
So we do not provide verification services. We do, however, assist the client in preparing them for the audits, which they will then undergo with a SANAS accredited rating agency.
I got you.
So it's actually, this is a good point. There are two players in the industry, consultants and auditors.
Okay.
When the client in the private sector goes to an auditor, they need to be properly prepared. It's very similar to going through, I always use a insurance claim as an example.
Yes.
You go to the auditing firm, you submit a claim so that you can get a certain outcome, but you have to prove certain things to them in order for them to award the claim. We basically take the legislation, simplify it down into layman's terms, prepare the client for the audit, go through the audit with the client by holding their hands until the certificate is issued.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Now I understand. You see, you've been doing exactly what you said you would do. Take me through this complicated, intertwined world. And obviously, this is a really specialist field. And I'm fascinated about how you got into it and what defining moment in your life shaped your career and how did it influence your path forward?
Sure. So I've...
Not a big question, that. Sorry.
Whoa.
For a Friday morning.
No pressure. I worked in a corporate environment in a sales position, and I think I was just always reprimanded for not necessarily considering making targets as opposed to helping the clients. I couldn't sell a service to a client when I knew that the outcome of the service was just not going to be to their benefit.
Mm.
So instead of selling the products or the services, I would provide them alternative options which would be better for them it would mean that I would lose the sale. But I think from a sales perspective, that was also always my strategy, is to look beyond the immediate revenue that I could make right now.
Yeah.
Because the trust that I built with a client meant that I would be getting more referrals, because they know that I always have their best interest at heart. Anyway, I got reprimanded quite a bit. I think I'm a bit of a rebel in that sense.
In that sense. So you got out of the being a cog in that corporate machine and decided to just go it on your own.
I had to.
And focus on that thing that's always been a part of your makeup, which is genuine adding value and caring about the needs of the customer, right?
Nailed it.
Boom. But how do you balance the demands of your professional career with your personal life? And as a second part to that question, like what advice would you give to others striving to achieve that balance?
Yeah, I think balance and wellness is something, it's very evident actually in Belito too. When I moved here a couple of years ago, I realized how, people live outdoors here. There is this work-life balance that I can, and wellness about it as well. I listen. I start listening to myself through meditation every morning, moving my body with activities, exercise, outside, getting some sunshine, being around, on the beach, the goodness in life, doing a forest walk, bare shoes, as I like to say, putting good nutrition into my body, surrounding myself with good people. I feel, that's where the balance is. And when you tackle every day as with curiosity and excitement, then that day is an adventure. It allows you to just quiet down and listen to the people around you, listen to what they have to say and open your mind. And it gives you different perspectives.
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like if you just keep your mouth shut a little bit and open your ears and open your mind, expand yourself, you give yourself an opportunity to learn a lot more.
Yeah.
You quiet down, and then the hustle and bustle of the day kind of disappears, because that's not in the forefront anymore.
Good words, man, for a Friday. I'm taking this to heart.
And you asked me what advice.
Yeah, like for anyone listening to this, you've been giving us some good pointers there, some things to put into practice, into action. Unless you want to add any extra word of wisdom on top of that.
I have so much advice to give. I love giving advice.
Well, listen, maybe for those who are hearing your story, and if you're just tuning into the middle of this interview, we're chatting to Zandri Serena, the founder of Regenex, specialist BEE consultancy. Maybe could you share a challenge that you faced as a woman in your industry, since we're talking Women's Month, and how you overcame it? Where do I begin?
I feel like every entrepreneur goes through challenges in life. We all probably go through the same challenges. In fact, every human being goes through challenges. As a woman specifically, since it's Women's Month, my biggest challenge was, still is, being a young white Afrikaans / Italian heritage background woman coming into black economic empowerment.
It seems kind of not what you would expect necessarily.
It's a cruel, ironic joke that the universe is playing, isn't it?
It's an interesting fit. What do they say in the world of wine? It's an odd pairing, I suppose.
It is.
Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means
like
it's
that, yes.
Unconventional pairing, let's say.
So I think overcoming the initial period of prejudice and preconceptions, especially in a very... Like every industry, I always hear this, in a male-dominated industry. Every industry is male-dominated essentially because of the process the world has gone through,
Just history, yeah.
Yes. I think overcoming that initial period, to go from who is this young white chick coming in here trying to tell us who's who and what's what in our business, to... becoming the woman that is pivotal to the organization's success, I think that has that's a driving force. I love being underestimated. Those are my favorite meetings.
Where they think they know who they're dealing with, and suddenly you show them really
who they're dealing with. I'm very good at what I do, and I understand the legislation extremely well. I know how to apply it practically. I'm a business owner of multiple businesses that also need to be BEE compliant. I have clients in multiple industries, almost every industry. So you have to be able to separate the legislation from the strategy, or from the where the client wants to go from a business perspective, and then ultimately be able to align the two so that the client can understand exactly what is the next step and where are we going. Mm. But you have to understand their business, which means you have to build a relationship with them and their business, and get to know everybody in the organization, from the cleaners and the security to the decision makers, because everybody plays a pivotal role in the organization.
There you go. And then you, by extension, kind of become a part of that organization.
Always, yes. You're in partnership, in essence, you know?
That's it. And with that kind of approach, what kind of legacy do you hope to leave behind, both professionally and personally, in terms of your impact?
I just want to empower as many people as I possibly can every day. That's really all I care about.
Wow. Like, I'm feeling empowered and uplifted by this chat. And how do you stay motivated and inspired in your work, especially during difficult times?
Inspiration versus motivation. It's very easy to lose motivation when you're not inspired. Mm. Inspired, and I learned this from a very good friend of mine, inspired, as the word says, is... as the word says, in the spirit. It comes from in the spirit. So once you're inspired, you are always motivated. It's very easy to lose motivation. You know, you start a new diet on Monday, and by Wednesday, you're starting a new diet again next Monday, you know?
Yeah.
And I think...
in your case, it seems like it's kind of self-fulfilling, because your passions and what you're doing day to day are so well aligned that you're constantly finding your why and your inspiration with each new client you take on, right?
Well, I think I started Regionex. I had to quit a very quit a secure job, relatively good salary, you know, not a bad environment. I wasn't unhappy, like most South Africans, you know. I wasn't forced out of the job and had to make a decision to start my own business. I wanted to do it. Failure was never even on my radar. It was never even a consideration, because I believe in myself. That belief in myself and that trust that I have in myself, that's my inspiration.
Boom.
So nothing else can waver that. It doesn't really matter what I approach or what the activity is. If you immerse yourself in whatever it is and you have fun with it, stop taking it so seriously, just enjoy it as the adventure that it is, then all the other potential failures don't even, they're not even a blip.
Well, this is the kind of story you want to be hearing on a Women's Month Friday morning, a genuine, uplifting, someone who's walking the talk, and you've been hearing it from my guest this morning, Zandri Serena, founder of Regionex, specialist BEE consultancy firm. And if you're liking the message, if you're picking up on the good vibe, and you think this is the kind of woman I'd like to be partnering with in my business journey and helping me navigate the crazy world of BEE legislation to unlock great potential and to make a meaningful contribution, not just to my company, but to the greater economy. Well, Zandri, what's the smartest way for folks to get in touch with you and to start a conversation with you and the Regionex team?
They can go check us out on our website, www.regionex.co.za. So that's Regionex, Resionex. Or they can contact me on 078-633-933.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's Resionex.co.za, Resionex.co.za, or 078-633-933. And Zandri Serena is the lady who will be answering your call. Zandri, thanks for giving us your story on a fresh Friday morning. And more power to you, not just during the month of August, Women's Month, but every single day, doing what you do so well and being the boss that you are. And we're going to play out with a little fifth harmony here and a tune called exactly that, Boss. Wishing you a Boss Friday. And we'll be chatting again really soon on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thanks. It was lovely being here. Thanks, hey. Joel.